This past Sunday afternoon, thousands gathered in uptown New Orleans for the annual procession of the Mardi Gras Indian tribes. Decked out in their beaded and feathered suits, Indian gangs paraded and posed for throngs of professional photographers and amateur iPhone holders, hoping to snap the perfect shot. Historically speaking, though, Super Sunday, which was established as a daytime celebration in 1970, is merely a preparation for St. Joseph's Night, when Mardi Gras Indians hit the streets under the cover of darkness for one final battle. To find out what makes St. Joseph's Night so significant, I visited the source for all things Mardi Gras Indian in the Lower Ninth Ward.
I'm Ronald W. Lewis. I'm the director of the House of Dance and Feathers Museum here in the Lower Ninth Ward of the city of New Orleans. I'm a former New Orleans Mardi Gras Indian, and I'm the president of the Big Nine Associated Pleasure Club.
Seated in his home museum, among a trove of elaborately beaded Indian suits and feathered crowns, Ronald Lewis explains why St. Joseph's Night is different from Mardi Gras Day and Super Sunday.
St. Joseph's Night, actually, historically, was like the mark of the closing of the Mardi Gras Indian season. They would come out in dusk dark, and many years ago, they used to walk with lanterns to lead the way.
Although Indian tribes now have streetlights to guide them, darkness distinguishes St. Joseph's Night from other Indian celebrations.
It's that mystique of darkness that makes it so different. To see those feathers at night, and the atmosphere be a little different. I would say the river rising be a little more intense and stuff, you know. You like to see a lot of things that goes on in the dark don't go on in the light.
Shortly before dusk, the 9th Ward Navajo Mardi Gras Indians gather at Café Dauphine to fill up and suit up before heading out to find rival gangs.
Tonight is strictly the Mardi Gras Indians.
Big Chief Derek McGee explains.
Mainly for St. Joseph night, we Indians meet Indians, only Indians meet Indians, you know.
His spy boy, Jacob Toller, agrees.
It's more of a spiritual battle night. So Sunday was just giving back to the community. Tonight is when we really play Indian. This is the final battle of the year. Everything else is just for the community and for show.
You ready? Let's go.
Fully clad in their intricate suits, the 9th Ward Navajo Indians gather for the traditional roll call as the sun sets. Then head towards St. Claude Avenue, where a U-Haul waits to transport them and their gear uptown. By 8:30, the uptown intersection of 2nd and Dryades, illuminated only by streetlights, is alive with Mardi Gras Indians from all over the city. Backed by an enthusiastic crowd, the tribes confront and mock battle one another.
Come on! Come on!
Get us, my boy!
Come on!
Get us, my boy! I said, he said, you did!
My boy, but you might have won! State your name, state your gang!
Flag boy, go to place!
Flag boy!
I'm the first flag boy!
Flag boy! I got a flag back there.
Although St. Joseph's Night is seen as the close of the Mardi Gras Indian season, an Indian's work is never done.
Well, as far as my next Indian suit, I'm really trying to find a theme that's really dealing with the historical of it. Right now, as far as my new suit, I don't have a creation right now, but I'm thinking on it.
For WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio, I'm Maureen McMurray.